play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium, newly renovated John Thiel Gymnasium. In fact, if you come out tomorrow, you might get to see the entire gym opened up.
Number four.
And we now do have public address announcer Jeff
Lamb. Number zero, Patrick Davis.
With your starting lineups.
Number two, Antonio Moore. Number three, Leo Andrews. And number five, Quasha Barr. Cardinals are coached by Charles Sales. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, number 12, Jacob Ross. At guard, number 20, DeAndre Morin. At guard, number 25, Mark Harden, Jr. At forward, number 34, T.J. Pendleton. And at forward, number 40, Jacob Carl. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with this afternoon's starting lineups. The statistics on the Harper Cardinals. Patrick Davis, a 5'11 senior. Johnny Black, also a 5'11 senior. Leo Andrews and Quashe Barr, both 6 foot juniors. And Antonio Mora, 6'4 freshman in the starting lineup. For the Silver Streaks, four seniors and one junior, Jacob Carl, in the starting lineup. First game of the season for the Cardinals. Second game for the Silver Streaks, and a lopsided tip went up right over the top of T.J. Pendleton. So that was an easy win for the Streaks on the tip as Galesburg wears the smoky gray. They are the home team on the scoreboard, the road team in the tournament here. But, of course, when you're playing on your home court, there is no road team, just wearing the road jerseys. As Carl, or rather Ross, hits a three from the right wing to open the game. And that's how things opened up the season on Wednesday night in the win over Peoria Notre Dame.
Pretty much the same spot on the court, too, for Jacob Ross to get us off to a good start.
Patrick Davis across midcourt, cut off by Harden, and forces a travel as he stopped up the left side of the lane and then apparently dragged the pivot foot in traffic. Good visit with Charles Sale, it sounds like, head coach of the Cardinals prior to the game. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, very much so. 8 years here and still not real sure what he's got, being the first game of the season with these guys. A pretty small roster, so they're sure not deep.
Brought only eight kids with him, at least for this game. Here's a weak side miss by Harden. And then Ross on the opposite side gets the rebound, has the ball knocked away. Black in transition on the right side, pulls up on the wing, tries a crossover dribble, gets a screen, fires a three, missed it. Pendleton comes down underneath with the rebound. 3-0 Galesburg here in the early going. Up top Harden, right back to Morin. Give and go, fires a three, line drive off the back rim. Rebound Carl, puts it in the lane, skips it out to Ross. Pull-up jumper, 14-footer, good. And Ross has all five of the points here in the early going for the Streaks.
And Silver Streaks showing strength on the offensive glass, which you would figure, looking at that starting lineup, not a big team at all for Chicago Harper, and one of their bigger players, a 6'4 player, is just a freshman. So they're pretty challenged vertically.
Silver Streaks with an early 5-0 lead. There's a jumper missed on the other end. Pendleton gets his second rebound already for the Silver Streaks. Led Galesburg with eight rebounds in the opening win on Wednesday. Ross just outside the free throw line, up top to Harden for three. Stepped into it. Good-looking stroke, but couldn't knock it down. Leo Andrews the rebound for Harper. Up the other end we go. Johnny Black pulls up, now backs up. Now works his way into the right corner. 5-0 Galesburg. We've played 2 minutes here in the early going. Now pulls up and shoots it over Ross. Those long arms of Ross. And Black knocked it down, gets Harper on the scoreboard. So not quite the 11-0 start we saw in the win over Peoria Notre Dame on Wednesday, but still a 5-0 start before the opposition is able to score, and Harden is going to have to go to the bench.
Mike Reynolds already real unhappy about something there.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's on the receiving end of that.
And Cornell Dotson into the game for the Silver Streaks. Talked more about kind of the off-air conversation I had with Coach Reynolds earlier today, just kind of setting things up for this team. Skip pass from Carl, right side Ross, pull up, skips it out to Cornell Dotson. Speaking specifically about Andrew Anderson and Dotson as DeAndre shuffles the feet. Second turnover for the Streaks, and now Harper with a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Galesburg with that 11-0 start on Wednesday night in the win over Notre Dame has not trailed yet this season. In fact, they've led the entire season. Closest Notre Dame got after that start was 5, or 7 rather, as here's a three-point jumper missed. Pendleton lost the handle on the rebound, and Harper gets it back. Antonio Moore pulls it down, and then they go into the, no, they don't go into the backcourt.
Wow.
The lob out high to Johnny Black, and it sure looked like his foot came down on the center court line, but it came right into the Galesburg logo in the middle of the court. So the officials, I guess, weren't sure and didn't call it. Here's a jumper in and out at the other end. Another rebound by Harper, and this time again a save at half court as it goes off Black's hands, but he reaches back, gets it. Ross plows through Quashe Barr on the opposite side, but no foul called either time. Bounce pass through the middle of the lane out of bounds, and that time Harper does turn it over.
Well, I'll try not to be too hard on Harper today, but any team that wears red and white and calls themselves the Cardinals has just automatically got a few strikes against it here.
I know. Who likes Louisville anyway, right? They're just such a dislikable
exactly
program.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
5-3 Galesburg. Another pass through the hands of Pendleton, but we've got a foul away from the ball. And they're going to call that one on Pendleton. So apparently they saw him push somebody in the back or something to try to get that ball. Streaks turn it over for the third time, and another chance for Harper to tie it up or take the lead. Under 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-3 is the Galesburg lead. Johnny Black across midcourt works his way to the right side between a couple of defenders. Ross fights through some screens to stay with him to the low baseline, and now Black pulls it all the way back at the near corner. And an illegal screen set away from the ball. That must be a point of emphasis. They didn't really hear much about points of emphasis with the officials in the offseason like I often do. And granted, I didn't go seek out any information on it either. But as many times as we saw the illegal screen called Wednesday night and now already twice in this game, I got to think that's something they're watching for.
Yeah, and by Joe Thompson's crew, which I don't remember being a crew that watched that closely in years past.
At the free throw line, Carl skips it into the left corner to Morin. Back out to Dotson. Flashing in the lane, Carl. Deflected pass out to Jacob Ross. Very active in the half-court defense of the Cardinals. Left side, Morin on the wing. Now down to the low baseline. Carl, spin move underneath. Reverse layup short, but he gets fouled, and he'll shoot two free throws.
Yeah, you're right. They are active on defense, and I think Charles Sales done a nice job getting themselves prepared to play defense here. No big openings there. They're quick reacting to the ball. They're not big, but they're not giving you many wide-open opportunities.
Jacob's first free throw in and out. Carl scored 9 in the opener Wednesday. 5-3, still the Galesburg lead. They scored 5 in the first a little over a minute. And have been held scoreless since, but still with a two-point lead, 3:42 to go first quarter, and Carl makes the second one. 6-3 the Galesburg lead. The foul, meanwhile, in the Cardinals was against Antonio Moore, so both of their two team fouls are against the freshman, their tallest player on the court at 6'4". So he's out of the game and all single digits on the floor. Tabaris Brown into the game at 6'. So they lost some height with a freshman going to the bench. Here's a near pick from the backside by Morin. Deflected into the backcourt, but apparently the officials are going to say that Leo Andrews got a hand on it, not Morin, and it's a backcourt violation, and a perplexed Charles Sale is trying to figure that one out on the sideline for the Cardinals. Sure looked like DeAndre reached in underneath the arms and poked it into the backcourt. Streaks will certainly take it. In traffic, Carl surrounded by 3 white jerseys with another one collapsing on top of him, and Jacob gets fouled in the lane with a hack on the arm. Not in the act of shooting, though. Streaks will have to inbound it. First foul of the game on Patrick Davis. Ross on the baseline. Out high to Harden back into the game. Dotson stays on the floor. He'll shoot the three and got it from the left wing. 9-3, Galesburg by 6. Quickly into the front court, the Cardinals. On the right side, Andrews just fires up the three. In and out, weak side rebound. Jacob Ross comes out with it, leading transition. Into the front corner. Dotson, step back three. Good again. He made three Wednesday night. He's already got two in this game, and very quickly the streaks are up by 9 with Dotson off the bench. Under 2:50 to go first quarter. Sidestepping to the right. Another missed three. DeAndre Morin on the run with a rebound. Reverses directions in the backcourt. Now leaves it off for Jacob Ross. Ross leads traffic into the front court. Right side Morin into the lane. TJ in traffic. Shoots it up. A little strong off the glass. Rebound falls off into the hands of Leo Andrews for Harper. Left side. Hesitation drive in the lane and a block by TJ. Loose ball rebound picked up by Dotson. Into the front court. Morin, left corner. Streaks trying to add to a 9-point lead. Ross fakes right, shoots the three, off the front of the rim. Rebound Pendleton. Back to Harden. Wide open, passes up the three. Skips it back out. Cornell shoots the three, and it's good again.
Wow.
Dotson with 3 3-pointers here in the first quarter. 15-3, Galesburg forces a Harper timeout. Well, I think we got our early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, huh?
Yeah. You know, we saw him have some big scoring games last year at the sophomore level, and exactly what this team needs, because we talked about, we thought, well, we'll have some power inside with Jacob and TJ in there and even Jacob Ross coming inside. But outside, are we going to have guys that can step up and fill it up? Well, Dotson absolutely is answering that. I was noticing also on the weak side rebound there a time or two when Jacob Ross comes in, there are not too many guys going to take that rebound away from him either. I mean, he's just long. I mean, the guy's tall at 6'5", and those long arms, he is really a power on the rebounding.
Well, the conversation I was having with Mike Reynolds in the pregame, other than our pregame interview, centered on Cornell Dotson and Andrew Anderson. And here's Dotson. Living up to what the coach told me as he rebounds another missed three-pointer, leads the break, takes it all the way, initiates the contact, and he'll go to the line shooting too. And Coach Reynolds saying, you know, Cornell and Anderson are really the two guys on this team who are true basketball, along with Mark Harden. And he said, you know, they were with him all season long as Anderson is in. And Cornell makes the first free throw, and, you know, he said, Dotson is the one guy who may have the most explosiveness offensively. He said, you know, this team is going to struggle to score at times this season. But Dotson is the one guy who can be explosive offensively, and he has led a 12-0 burst here almost single-handedly with 11 of those 12 points with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter and a 14-point Galesburg lead.
Well, the Moline team left. I think maybe Sean Taylor's still hanging around here, the new Moline coach scouting Silver Streaks.
Little scoop opening in the lane by Patrick Davis. The defense kind of cleared out, so he took one long step toward the basket and scooped it up from about 5 feet away. Dotson with another three. This one's off the mark this time. Patrick Davis with the rebound. Shot that one up quickly. Back come the Harper Cardinals. Under the basket, hits the bottom of the backboard, but the rebound saved underneath. And now up top it goes to Patrick Davis driving with a scoop shot. Missed it. And there's Jacob Ross with his third rebound.
Bruce Weber would have liked that one.
Jacked up spinning doodle shot.
You read my mind. It sure was.
Everything but the spin, I think. Everything else was jacked up. Streaks swinging around on the perimeter. Harden with a fake up top. Has the ball poked away from behind. And then he fouls the backside of Tabaris Brown, who came up with the loose ball. That'll be the first of the game on Harden. Second on the Silver Streaks, 35 seconds to go first quarter. 17-5 is the Galesburg lead. Boosted by a 12-0 run and 11 straight by Cornell Dotson off the bench. Here's a jacked up three on the other end, and Ross gets the booty on the inside, clears everybody out for the rebound. 16 seconds to go. Streaks will hold for the final shot here, leading by 12. Dotson will run the point. Andrew Anderson and Carl down low. Harden and Ross on the perimeter. Harden curls left. Over to Ross. 5 seconds to go. Back to the right side. Dotson. Quick three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Batted around. Nobody will get off a final shot after that. 17-5 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
$500 cash. A $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
Could be yours.
What's required of you?
Pick the winners of football games.
That sounds pretty easy.
It's the Yem Ford Pro Football Pick'em.
Log on to our website, WGIL.com.
Click where it says Yem Ford Pro Football Pick'em.
Pick who you think will win the games each week.
That's it.
Each weekly winner scores a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
The grand prize winner takes home $500 at the end of the season.
It's the Yem Ford Pro Football Pick'em.
With Buffalo Wild Wings, Northgate Lanes, Yem Ford, and WGIL.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Chicago Harper with the ball to begin quarter number two. Streaks leading 17-5. Pull-up jumper 12 feet away right side. Davis knocks down his second basket. Patrick Davis with four. It's 17-7. Gelsberg by 10. Quinn Anderson into the game at the quarter break for the Silver Streaks. Morin back in for Gelsberg. Pendleton, Carl, and Harden, who shoots a long three off the front of the rim. Rebound comes hard off Jacob Carl's hands, and then Harper got a hand on it last, and Streaks will get it back. First quarter stats, Jim. Streaks not shooting
a little under 50%.
The lights out necessarily, but not bad.
5 of 12. Four of those were three-pointers. So, again, you can stand that little less shooting percentage under 50% when you're knocking some threes down.
And Harden gets called for the travel out high as he faked the pass. Didn't get the ball down on the floor. That's the fifth is what I have, Jim, for the Gelsberg turnovers.
Yep, didn't get a chance to compare those at the break.
Harper I have for three in the first quarter.
Yep. Harper was just 2 of 15 from the field in that first quarter.
Another long three. Harper not running much offense, but you can't leave him open for very long because they won't hesitate to shoot it. And Tabaris Brown knocks it down from the outside, and suddenly Harper on a little bit of a run themselves, crawling back into this game. They've scored seven straight. The lead is down to seven. It's 17-10. Carl juggles the ball, now drives, puts the ball on the floor. Can't finish, though. Rebound Quashe Barr for Harper. Driving into the front court, Johnny Black into the right corner, into the hands of Andrews. Leo Andrews with a bounce pass to the free throw line, stepping left, hesitation move, Patrick Davis. Now they keep it back out to the perimeter. Johnny Black between the circles, dribbles up to the top of the arc, tries to shoot over Mark Harden, and Mark got in, got him on the arm, and that's the second foul of the game on Harden.
And I realize Harper's in a 2-3 zone and just daring us to shoot from the outside, so we got to do that. But the old-school guy in me still loves to see every once in a while just get the ball to the high post and power down the paint, and that's exactly what Carl did. He didn't get the ball to go down, but still liked to see the offense be a little more balanced other than just launching threes.
Some big six teams in action today. We'll fill you in on some of their results here in the early going when we get another stoppage of play. Here's another long three, and that's an air ball, but underneath the basket, Harper with the rebound, and they pull it back out as Leo Andrews was Johnny on the spot. Now the ball batted out of bounds, and Harper will hang on to it. 17-10, Gelsberg leads, 6:15 to go first half. Harper has scored 7-0 and has the ball, trying to get it a little bit closer. Cornell Dotson off the bench leads the Streaks at 11 in the first quarter, including three three-pointers. Made all three of his first shots of the game. And he largely is why Gelsberg has this lead. Jacob Ross also has five of the remaining points. Here's a long three. At another weak side rebound pulled down by Tabaris Brown. Streaks left him open, not boxing out. Now here's a partial block by T.J. Pendleton, and the ball thrown off by Harper on the baseline, off Cornell Dotson, and it looks like that ball went hard right into his midsection, and he's trying to catch his breath, and he'll have to go to the bench as Andrew Anderson comes back in. So how many offensive rebounds in this quarter alone there?
At least three there.
After another missed three-pointer, no less. So on the inbounds, right side, step back jumper. That one's good from 12 feet away. Second basket of the game for Johnny Black. He has five. And the lead is down to five now, 17-12, as Harper has scored nine straight. Andrew Anderson on the outside. Jacob Ross between the circles. Fake left, passes right. Morin on the wing, down to the baseline. Jacob Carl skips it back up top. Ross over to the left side. Anderson fakes up top. Ross for three off the front of the rim. Rebound pops out to Morin. Put back. Looks like it got blocked. T.J. Pendleton on the basket gets fouled. And he'll shoot two.
Well, the points were flowing free and easy there for a stretch in the late first quarter for the Silver Streaks, but they're hard to come by now. Still looking for our first field goal this second quarter. We got a couple of free throws coming from Pendleton, but Harper's made this thing a game now at 17-12.
Fifth team foul. First of the game on Andrews. And a missed free throw by TJ.
I think he's going to call for some guys to get their heads in the game here. I don't think Mike Reynolds is very happy what he's seeing right now.
30-second timeout, so a chance to tell you about some other Western Big Six teams in action. Earlier today here in this tournament, Moline was an easy winner over Peoria Notre Dame. Now, from what I've told, tried to get out here for part of that game, but by the time I got out here, it was actually already over. Marla Clay out of the scoring table said Notre Dame actually played pretty well in the first quarter, but Moline ended up really running it out on them, 61-39. UT was locked up in a tight battle with the host Maple Leafs up at the Geneseo tournament, and then Panthers pulled away in the fourth quarter, 149-34, and Rock Island got red hot in the second half, beat Chicago Phillips 80-57. So a good start for Big Six teams in action today as Pendleton makes the second free throw. That finally ends the Harper run with the streak's first point of the second quarter, and it's 18-12, 5 minutes to go first half.
This Harper team looks to be quite a bit better than the Wells team we saw earlier today. Just seems to have a little bit better feel for what they're doing, and there's a bomb.
Johnny Black from the outside with his second three-pointer pulls Harper to within three now at 18-15. Black leads the Cardinals with eight. On the left side, Jacob Ross. Streaks need to find a way to get on the inside. Here's an outside shot by Ross, and he'll drain the three. Maybe that'll help open things up a little bit. Jacob has eight in the game now, and the Streaks lead back to six, 21-15. Into the right corner, Streaks try to collapse on Leo Andrews. He skips it back up top into the hands of Davis, who fires a long one down to the baseline, and the bounce pass knocked out of bounds by Anderson, cutting down the lane. Andrew got in there and anticipated the bounce pass and knocked it away from Tabaris Brown.
We like what Harper's been able to do to negate the Galesburg size advantage. Their zone is really tough, and then they rebound pretty well, or at least keep you from rebounding. They like to get a hand up in there, and even though they're giving up some size, they do a nice job.
Pull-up jumper misses from the left side by Johnny Black. Rebound, Jacob Ross. He's got five boards in the game now. Andrew Anderson down low. TJ, turnaround jumper, rolls it through right underneath the basket. Good strong move by TJ to the basket. Eight-point Galesburg lead.
Yeah, taking advantage of that mismatch down there.
Again, Harper's biggest player at 6'4", got into foul trouble earlier. Antonio Moore, a freshman. So their biggest presence in the game, physically, has been out of the game for most of it. Here's a quick three, short-armed, hits the front of the rim, and then TJ from the weak side reaches from the back and tries to knock it out of the hands of Tabaris Brown and gets called for the foul.
Quickly, Jacob Carl comes back in after Streaks give up a rebound there again on the defensive end.
And it's two fouls on Pendleton. So four team fouls of the game, two on Pendleton and two on Mark Harden. And an offensive foul called away from the ball.
They got it on
Andrews.
Yep.
So that goes as, I had that only their first turnover of the second quarter. Here's Andrew Anderson from the left baseline. Knocks it down from 18 feet away. Nice looking jumper by Andrew. His first points off the bench. And the Galesburg lead like that back up to 10 now at 25-15. And Harper burns the Streaks with a quick inside pass underneath the basket on the other end. And all the Streaks can do is foul to prevent it. Anderson with the basket on one end, foul on the other end, his first, team's fifth. 3:21 to go first half, 25-15 Streaks. Tabaris Brown to the free throw line, up and off the rim.
I got to think Coach Charles Sale does a nice job with this team, though. They seem to be well coached. When it was 17-3 or whatever it was, I wasn't too sure. But since that time, they've been tough.
Settled in. Anderson rebounds the second missed free throw. So Harper comes away empty, their first two free throw attempts of the game. As we approach the three-minute mark, Streaks led by as many as 12. They could match that lead right here or surpass it. DeAndre Moore in left elbow to the free throw line, back up top to Ross. Streaks trying to settle that 2-3 zone. Morin curling on the outside over to left wing. Ross for three off the back rim. Rebound on the weak side to Cornell Dotson, who pushed off to get that position. And that's his third foul. His first foul. He'll walk it. Nope, just the sixth team foul. .249 to go. Up top, Johnny Black. Long three, way off the mark. Rebound chased down by Quashe Barr, and another offensive board for the Cardinals, and a behind-the-back pass into the wall. Although the officials say somebody for Gelsberg got a hand on it, and that's why it was so far off the mark. Cardinals will inbound it.
How often do you see a wild and crazy three-point shot end up being a rebound offensively? Because so many times they're so far off the mark that they take a crazy carom and they get a second chance.
There's a drive into the lane and a blocking foul called on Dotson.
Two quick ones on Dotson. That was a tough one.
Johnny Black went right down the lane. Cornell just trying to play good defense, but got to backpedaling a little bit. And that'll put Black at the free throw line. He leads the Harper Cardinals with 8. Patrick Davis has 7. And the first one up and in. So that ends the little mini Gelsberg run now.
Yeah, Harper will turn around and play again at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They end well, so not much of a break after this one for Harper, because this game will be at least 2 o'clock, probably a little after before that's done.
Second one off the back rim, and Jacob Carl comes down with a rebound. 1-for-4 from the free throw line for the Cardinals here in this first half. Streaks lead is 9, 2:15 to go here in the first half. Morin up top, right side into the game, Khalil Hodge. Now onto the left side, Ross. Dribbles right, picks it up. Quick flash to the inside, Carl. High post, skips it back out on the reverse to Ross. Scoops it over to Morin, now to the left side, Andrew Anderson. Puts the ball on the floor, drives baseline, into the lane to Carl. Up, shorthanded it, and the rebound deflected out. Diving for it is Quashe Barr for Harper, and he comes up with the long skidding rebound. Into the hands of Leo Andrews. Fires it through the lane. Good read by Andrew Anderson. Deflected it out of bounds. Was playing cornerback in there. Saw it nicely. Didn't even try to intercept it. Just deflected it. Knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, you could almost see him egging them on to throw that. He didn't fill the lane until they threw the ball. And then he poked it out of bounds. We've got another timeout.
Harper timeout. The official selling Charles Say, what do you want, coach? You want a full timeout? He does. 1:43 to go first half. We'll take a break as well. 25-16. Streaks lead by 9. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
The annual kickoff to the indoor farm show season begins Tuesday in Peoria. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join me on the midday as I'll be at the Greater Peoria Farm Show, the broadcast live from the Peoria Civic Center. That's Tuesday here on WGIL.
1:43 to go first half. Silver Streaks lead Chicago Harper, 25-16. Coming out of the Cardinals timeout, Tabaris Brown, Quashe Barr, Leo Andrews. Who else is out there? Patrick Davis and Johnny Black. On the inbound, it goes to Davis on the outside. Picks up his dribble, works his way right side over to Andrews. Andrews in the midcourt circle. Begin with that big, bright, brand new Gelsberg logo with the words Gelsberg and the silver streak. Lightning bolt right behind it. Here's a drive from the right side. Losing the handle on it is Johnny Black. Right into the hands of Jacob Carl. Jacob Ross into the front court. Left corner, Morin to Carl. Free throw line. Shoots and scores. First basket of the game for Carl. He has 3 in the game. Streaks lead by 11, 27-16. Well, good to see him come right back after that turnover on the other end and run the offense nicely and take advantage of it. Under a minute to go for the half. On the outside, Black. Long three. Missed everything. Another offensive rebound. Another three. That one won't go. Third offensive rebound. Bank shot is good. Right underneath the basket. Cutting in underneath to Patrick Davis. Down to 35 seconds to go. And the Cardinals settling back in that 2-3 zone will allow Galesburg, I think, to just run this clock out here and go for the final shot. Leading by 9, 27-18. On the right side, Khalil Hodge. Now Anderson on the baseline. Back behind him to Hodge. They turn it over. Hodge was moving to his right. Andrew turned around and tried to scoop it back to him and moving away from the basket. Hodge never had a chance to recover and come back for it. So 19 seconds to go. Gives it back to Harper and Jacob Young for the streaks. Checks in for the final 19 seconds as Hodge sits down. From the backcourt, Patrick Davis will bring it across midcourt with 12 seconds to go. Down to 10. They still have not started the offense. 8 seconds to go. Here we go. Right side, Davis. Up top, left side, fires a three and drains it. And that's how the first half is going to end. Young never came out, even got a hand in his face, so just maneuvered to his left, hit the three, and Harper, I think, has got to feel pretty good going into the locker room. Down just 6, 29, or 27, 21. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half numbers. We'll also talk with the coaching staff coming out of the locker room. Cardinals lead have pulled within 6. Streaks lead 27-21. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
The 5th annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now at Galesburg Nissan. 10 cans of food benefiting Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission get you another $500 off our already huge discounts. 0% financing for 72 months, plus Nissan customer cash on our most popular models. Like 30 Nissan Rogues in stock offering 0% for 72 months, plus $1,500. The all-new Titan, save $10,000. Or choose from 25 Nissan Altimas offering 0% for 72 months and no payment for 90 days. Galesburg Nissan, proving every day you just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, for the first time ever, we're giving you 2 years of free oil changes with each new car purchase. Fill a Frontier Food Drive, 0% financing, huge rebates, free oil changes, and award-winning service. Galesburg Nissan's largest event of the year. Start saving now.
I'll tell you, Samsung in the news again. 2.8 million washing machines are being recalled. They say in the spin cycle, it has excessive vibrations. People are suffering shoulder injuries, which prompted Samsung to launch a brand new marketing campaign. Samsung, I know it looks this way, but we are not trying to kill you.
Team Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks lead at halftime over Chicago Harper 27-21. First ever meeting between these two teams. And Galesburg got off to a big lead 17-3 in the first quarter. And then the Cardinals settled in. Scored 9 straight after that to pull within 3 eventually, a little 10 part of a 10-1 run. Got it down to 18-15, then the Streaks built the lead back up to 10 at 25-15. And then Harper had a little bit of a run at the end of the quarter there and trailed by just 6 at the half, 27-21. But Streaks still have led the entire first half, so give Harper credit for certainly not rolling over, especially playing their first game of the season. And they're hanging right in there, and I don't see this one getting any less tough as the game goes along, Jim Lee.
Well, yeah, it was sure different in the second half or second quarter. That first half, I thought we were headed to a continuous clock game easily in this one. But Harper with some grit and just some hard work. I mean, they out-rebounded us in that first half.
With that was
no more size than they have, they out-rebounded us. And that's one of the big stories of the game because they're not shooting it that well.
So shall we go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
Chicago Harper, 8 of 29 from the field, just 27%. Hit only 2 of 15 in the first quarter, but a little bit better there in the second frame. Galesburg was 9 of 22 for the half, 41%. Streaks after Dodson came off the bench and hit three threes, looked like we were just going to have a big, big day offensively. But since that time, Galesburg has done very little positive with the basketball. Rebounding edge, like we said, to Harper right now. I've got him 16 to 14 on the boards. And six turnovers for Galesburg, five for Harper. So you don't feel like we're in danger of losing the game, but if we let these guys hang around and the way they can throw up some three-pointers and knock a few down, probably be best to go ahead and have a good third quarter here and put a little distance between us.
Three-point shooting very even. Cardinals were 4 of 13 in the first half. Streaks were 5 of 13. Free throw shooting, the Cardinals 2 of 4. The Silver Streaks 4 out of 6. Galesburg's lead is 27-21 at the half. And Harper's already out warming up for the second half. What were they in the locker room, 2 minutes?
Yeah, at most.
We'll take another timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff and run through some other scores that we've got for you from around the area as well. 27-21 Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, new Arby's coming soon, and by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Every holiday, you make plans.
On Thanksgiving, you plan a meal. On Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you plan to get good deals.
And on Giving Tuesday, plan to give. This is Sarah Robinson, Executive Director of CASA of Knox County.
And I'm Connie Crow, Director of Gordon Behrens Senior Center. Here on behalf of the 18 partner agencies and hundreds of volunteers of the United Way of Knox County.
The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, right after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you're invited to be a part of the giving chain.
Where giving to a cause you care about can inspire thousands of others right here in Knox County to give as well.
On Giving Tuesday, everyone can be generous.
And why not? There are so many ways you can make a difference.
Volunteer, help your neighbor, give to charity, say thank you to someone who has changed your life.
Let's show how big we can go and how much we can give.
Visit galesburg.info, keyword Giving Tuesday, to get started.
Be part of the change. Celebrate and encourage giving. Tuesday, November 29th.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them. Which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time. Brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Paradise Hotel Casino, featuring big jackpots and exclusive games. With over $2 million in jackpots given away every month, it's all at Paradise Hotel Casino, East Peoria. Cloudy today, high of 45, overnight low tonight 28. Some sunshine tomorrow and a high of 52, low of 33 for tomorrow night. Sunday becoming mostly cloudy and a high of 53. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 41 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The half here in the second game of their Thanksgiving tournament is 27-21 over Chicago Harper. Our halftime coach's interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside with Jim Lee.
All right, 6-point lead at halftime, and Coach Hart, you know, first quarter looked like we were headed toward a continuous clock game, and then all of a sudden things turned around. What happened?
Well, we're going to have problems scoring from time to time this year, and I don't think that's going to be a surprise to too many people. But defensively and rebounding, we need to do a better job shoring things up. They're getting open looks without hands up. They're getting to the rim a little bit, and they're getting offensive rebounds. We need to stop that.
Yeah,
Is it an energy thing at this point?
I'm not sure if it's an energy thing, if it's more so than a will thing. They need to get their heads out of their rear ends and start doing it.
Yeah, because they out-rebounded us. We had 16-14 with a much smaller lineup. So do we even bring Jacob Ross in there a little harder to rebound? Or?
Well, I think Jacob's got most of our rebounds right now. The whole thing is when they shoot their outside shots, our big guys are sucking in too far, and they're bouncing over their heads. We need to make sure that we're putting a body on somebody and then gauging where the ball's going to go.
Right, on the offensive end, Dodson had a great run off the bench there, but after that it seemed like we got a little comfortable with the three.
Well, Cornell's got that in him. He can score about 10 points in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And he did, yes. But we just going to need to make sure we're playing inside out, and that's going to be our bread and butter this year because we got good post players. We need to get it into them, and then the outside shots will start following.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Earlier today, Moline defeated Peoria Notre Dame 61-39. Rantoul was a 71-39 win over Chicago Wells. At Geneseo, United Township winner over the host Maple Leafs 49-34. At its own tournament, Rock Island defeated Chicago Phillips 80-57. Class 1A State Football Championship, Forreston over Decatur St. Teresa 35-7. An early second quarter in the 2A final, Deer Creek Mackinac leads Maroa Forsyth 14-0. Cornell Dodson led the streaks in scoring with 11. Jacob Ross had 8. T.J. Pendleton and Jacob Carl each had 3. Andrew Anderson off the bench had 2. Khalil Hodge, Jacob Young, DeAndre Morin, and Mark Harden did not score for the streaks. For Harper, just 2 players. Patrick Davis with 12. Johnny Black had 9. Galesburg has the ball to begin quarter number 3. Harden, Ross, Morin, Pendleton, and Carl to lead the streak. Same starting 5 to begin the third quarter, and Ross fires a 3 from the top of the arc. Missed it. Rebound batted around 4 times, and then Pendleton comes up with it. Out to DeAndre. Well short on the 3. Loose ball chased down by Ross onto the baseline and knocked out of bounds from behind by Harper, and the streaks get another chance at it.
DeAndre would like to have that shot back. That was a flat one. I don't know if they ever got rim high from the time he let it go.
6-point Galesburg lead to begin quarter number 3, 27-21. Back into the game, the freshman Antonio Moore at 6'4". Here's another long 3 by Carl. That won't go. And Harper with a rebound. Johnny Black into the front court. Drives it all the way and foul on the way to the basket. Harden was playing him man for man. He drove past Jacob Ross, but it was Harden who got him. And that's the third foul on Mark Harden. He's been in foul trouble each of the first 2 games for the Silver Streaks. You were coming back up from the interview, Jim. Early second quarter, DMAC leads Maroa Forsyth 14-0.
Wow,
that's 2A football championship.
Figured that was probably going to be a defensive struggle, so 14 points looks pretty good.
First free throw by Davis, also good. 27-22. Harper gets the first point of the second half. And Davis leads all scorers in this game with 13 now. Second one on the way, rims off, and under the rebound goes T.J. Pendleton, and Leo Andrews gets it for the Cardinals. 2-3 on the outside. Davis again, and he felt that one. You could tell by the way he was backpedaling and the look on his face. And the Cardinals have pulled within 2 now at 27-25.
Yeah, it's just what Ryan Hart told us at halftime. The big guys have to quit getting sucked down in so low on that and hold out for the rebound. And it happened again, and it cost us 3 points.
Freaks, meanwhile, have lofted up nothing but 3-point shots until that interior pass to Pendleton, who gets fouled underneath the basket with a shot. And he's got a chance at a 3-point play. Puts the streaks back up by 4, 29-25. 5th point of the game for Pendleton. And the 3rd foul of the game on Leo Andrews now. He has 3. Antonio Moore has 2. And Moore sat most of that first half with those 2 fouls. As he was going back, and TJ shoots the free throw with them still trying to get squared away for position on the left side.
The one guy was completely turned around looking over at his bench, Antonio
Moore. That was the
freshman,
yeah.
Yeah.
30-25, 5-point Galesburg lead after Pendleton's 3-point play. We play just over a minute here in the second half, and a foul away from the ball, and that one will go against Moore, setting an illegal screen, and he certainly looked like a freshman here in this first minute, 17 seconds of this half.
Boy, he keeps growing, though. He got a big body for a freshman at 6'4", and pretty stout. I don't know if I've ever seen a free throw shot where one player's back was completely to the lane.
And still moving over there.
Yeah, I don't know if he would miss the free throw, whether they would have given him another shot, maybe.
I think they would have had to have. I mean, weren't there two guys standing pretty much in the same position in the post spot on the left side there? So the Streaks get it back after the sixth Harper turnover. Moron on the right side. Right corner, Carl skips it back up top. Harden with an open three. Got it. Smooth stroke by Mark Harden, his first basket of the game. And just like that, the Streaks are back up by eight at 33-25. Well, things are getting a little nervous there to start off the third quarter. Now here's another missed three. Rebound off the hands of Pendleton, who was battling one-on-two on the weak side. And then DeAndre just reached in there and popped the ball out of bounds. Kept everybody from getting it. Harper will get another chance at it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just positioning or whether they've just got a little quicker hands, quicker reactions than the Silver Streaks do, it seems.
On the inbounds, on the bounce into the right corner to Johnny Black. Second leading scorer for Harper in this game. He's got the dribble out high. Now a bit of a mismatch as Carl comes out high and then he backs away from the defense. Harden will pick him up man-to-man. There's a push screen, but it wasn't called against Tabaris Brown. Now the left side pull-up jumper won't go down from three-point range, and Ross gets in there for his third, or rather his sixth rebound of the game. Quick pass down low, Pendleton. Baseline, puts the ball on the floor, skips it back out up top to Ross. Double team, gets the pass away to Harden on the right side. Streaks briefly had numbers. Now Mark drives, pull up with a right-hand floater, in and out. Tough break. Harper with the rebound into the front court. Pass across to the right side of the bank shot, quick shot, up and in. And another basket. Nope, sorry, that's the first one of the game for Tavares Brown. So 33-27, Harper hangs within six. And they took advantage of the rebound at the other end and got down court quickly and got off a shot over the Streaks defense, which was still trying to get settled. Up top, Ross, open three, good.
He's getting a lot of time to measure those shots, and of course Harper has no one that can even begin to come out and contest the shot from the much taller Jacob Ross.
Galesburg uses a timeout, a full timeout, just under 5 minutes to go third quarter. It's 36-27 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bonney Building in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Just under 5 minutes to play third quarter. Galesburg with a 9-point lead over Chicago Harper. No substitutions for the Silver Streaks coming out of that full timeout. Carl, Harden, Ross, Pendleton, and Morin stay on the floor for Galesburg.
Chicago Quest is in the house. A number of their players filing in front of us here as they take a spot up in the top section of bleachers to watch the second half of this and get ready for their next game.
They'll take on Rockford Lutheran. Really strong program coming into this tournament. That's who Galesburg will end the tournament with coming up tomorrow night. Little man-to-man play out high right now. Johnny Black looking over the offense. Harden not really getting close enough. So now he finally passes things away, gets the offense started. Brown on the right side. Pendleton getting all over him. Passes it away to Davis, trying to curl away and free up, getting away from Morin, and he palms the ball. Seventh turnover on the Cardinals. Streaks trying to get the lead back into double digits here. 4:22 to play third quarter.
It's funny if you heard the pregame when I was talking with Coach Sales of Harper about not having any big guys. He said, oh, I'd love to have a seven-footer. He said, unfortunately, they all disappear from schools like Harper and Wells and end up at Simeon and Whitney Young and places like that.
Interior pass to Carl. Turnaround, baby hook, no. Pendleton had a hand on the rebound, got it knocked away, and now DeAndre coming in from the backside. Tries to dive for it from the backside of Johnny Black and fouls him. And it does at least prevent the transition opportunity for the Cardinals. Morin with his first foul. Jacob Carl has some nice moves on the inside to get himself a shot. Just hasn't finished much here in these first couple of games. Hopefully that will develop as the season goes along, because he could be a real weapon on the inside for the Streaks. And a good, strong body to go along with that 6'5 frame. 3:45 to go third quarter. 9-point Galesburg lead, 36-27. And the Streaks will substitute Cornell Dotson into the game at the next stoppage of play. Here's a long three up top, and Carl gets in there and gets the rebound. Almost Andrews missed the three.
Knuckleball he threw up there.
Up top, Harden eyeballs the three. Left side, Morin. Onto the baseline, Pendleton. Pump fakes, now shoots from 14. Missed it, weak side rebound under the basket. Ross had it, knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds, Streaks will hang on to it. Brown underneath for Harper was trying to make the case to the official that it went off Jacob's lower leg. But the Streaks will get it back here. Leading by 9, 3:20 to go. Right side, Cornell Dotson into the game, fires up a quick three and airballs it. Weak side rebound by Brown. Ross sees the soft pass coming, knocks it out of bounds.
Yes, and Dotson had just knew he was going to shoot that ball before he ever got it. Never had his feet set. It's just too quick of a release. Not really squared up to the basket, and the result was airball.
Moroa Forsyth has scored. It's now 14-7 DMAC in the 2A state championship football game. Another miss by Harper. Pendleton rebounds this one. Quick three by Morin, other end, comes up short from the left wing. And another rebound by Brown for Harper. So Streaks had an opportunity and give it right back. Come the Cardinals trailing by 9. In the lane, ducking on the up and under. They get it past Jacob Ross. Missed it. Carl with the rebound. He's got 4 boards in the game. Leo Andrews is having a tough time. We've got him 0 for 4 from the field. He's trying to force up some shots and just isn't having any success. In the lane, Carl, strong move to the basket. Lost it on the way up. Gets his own rebound. Man falls down. Carl, strong to the basket, finishes it.
Well, he asserted himself on both ends of the court that time. It was a man's rebound on this other end, and he went down and just abused his way to the basket there.
Floater on the other end. Pendleton goes up high for it. Here comes the Streaks back, leading by 11. Right side, Ross steps into a three. Well short, under the basket. Pendleton had it knocked away and then gets fouled on the putback.
And a little push by TJ after that. And then probably a good thing the official didn't see that.
2:02 to go, third quarter. Streaks lead 38-27. Fourth foul of the game on Leo Andrews. And TJ will shoot two here. And now the officials are talking it over. And TJ looks to be okay.
TJ thinking Andrews was hanging all over him, but, you know, if the officials don't call it, they can't blame the other player for doing what he has to do to get the ball. And so TJ a little frustrated, but gets a little adjustment there and gets to the free throw line and missed his first one.
TJ 2 for 4 from the free throw line in this game. Made 2 of his 3 attempts in the Wednesday game with Notre Dame, which lost to Moline earlier, 61-39. Notre Dame, which played so well, losing late to Rantoul in the first game of their season on Tuesday, has not looked good in their last two. Scoring only 17 in the loss to Galesburg Wednesday, 39 today. Pendleton makes the second. Galesburg leads by a dozen, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. On the outside on the dribble, Davis. He's the leading scorer. Tries to shake Morin, does, curls into the lane, steps back, turnaround jumper, banks it high off the glass and in. Davis with 6 in the half and 18 for the game now.
Yeah, he can find a way to score. Morin's a good defender, but he got DeAndre turned around. And not too many guys will use that bank shot from that high out in the lane, but he made it work. It's got to be just right, and he kissed it straight in.
18 of their 29. Of the remaining 11, Johnny Black has 9, so only 3 players have scored. Here's a rebound put back by Jacob Carl. Look what I found after the short arm shot by Andrew Anderson came right into the midst of Carl for the offensive rebound put back. 41-29, Galesburg by a dozen, and a long three-pointer from the outside goes out of bounds on the air ball, and the Streaks get it back. I have Galesburg with no turnovers this quarter. Is that correct?
Yep. Pretty cleanly played from that standpoint. They're doing a better job on the boards, too.
Minute to go. Streaks trying to build on a 12-point lead. Their biggest lead was 14 in the first quarter. Trying to get it back at least to that here late in the third quarter. Ross on the left side, just outside the free throw line. Anderson comes up short on the shot. Rebound out to DeAndre Moore, and I think Anderson poked it free. Now drives in from the right side, gets blocked, and the loose ball taken away by Harper. Into the front court. Davis leads to Black, who puts up the shot from the baseline, and an offensive foul called as Morin got back and drew the charge.
Yeah, you mentioned the football, Deer Creek Mackinac in the Class 2A title game. Now, did that district bump up against your old district, Olympia? Is that geography-wise? No.
Geographically, they're very close, mm-hmm. yes, but did not play each other. Olympia's been in the Corn Belt for as long as I can remember.
Well, and they're a bigger district, too, aren't they?
Yeah, yep. Up top, Cornell Dotson for three. That one looked good. Squared himself up, stepped into it nicely. Cornell with 14 in the game, and the Streaks have their biggest lead now at 44-29. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Backing up, Johnny Black. Trying to shake Dotson out high. Black with a crossover dribble inside the free throw line. Bank shot rims in and out this time, and the rebound into the hands of Andrew Anderson. That's the end of the third quarter. Galesburg builds the lead back up. It's 15 at the end of three, 44-29. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
From our events calendar, if you need photos with Santa, head to CASA's third annual Country Christmas on Saturday, December 3rd at Tractor Supply in Galesburg. Pose the kids with Santa in front of a great country Christmas backdrop. Find more information on the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg. It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks outscores Chicago Harper 17-8 in the third quarter. Take a 15-point lead into the fourth quarter here. Cardinals have the ball to begin, trailing 44-29. Dotson nearly steals it away from Black. Now Black runs into the backside of Patrick Davis. His teammate kind of crawls up on him. And the officials stop the play. That's either got to be a travel.
Yeah.
But they're going to call a foul on the Silver Streaks.
Really?
Who weren't even there. I mean, Dotson was looking at the play. He was in the neighborhood, but...
Huh.
The Harper kid ran into his own teammate.
Yeah, I mean...
Went up with the ball and came back down with it.
Uh-huh. The ball just got shoved right into his back. You don't see that very often. I thought sure they were going to call traveling on that.
Well, he misses the first free throw.
I think... If the score were closer, Mike Reynolds might have had something to say about it. But with a 15-point lead, he just took a drink of water and looked out there.
That prevented him from saying anything. And he's going to get three free throws out of this. That's something else I guess I noticed. He was behind the arc, but he ends up getting three free throws out of that nonsense, too. And he made the last of the three. So it doesn't end up hurting the Silver Streaks too much in the long run. 44-30. See what Galesburg does on its first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. Dotson will bring it up man-to-man against Black into the backcourt. Now between the legs with the dribble. Black pokes it away. Cornell chases it down and got on the sideline. He was just getting too cute with it.
He was trying to show Johnny Black that he could handle the ball with him any day. And Cornell did some fancy work, but he was too carried away with that one-on-one dribbling exhibition and ended up with a turnover.
The Streaks first of the second half. Part of the reason they were able to build that lead in the third quarter. Now Pendleton and Dotson with a double team out high. Well, that leaves Quay Shabar wide open for three. Gets his own rebound after it came up short and steps into the bank shot and makes it.
And that's where T.J. Pendleton, you're always taught, when the ball goes up, find a man and box him out. And what T.J. did, he ran in after that shot. And then the ball goes over his head back out to the guy who banked it in.
Patrick Davis going one-on-one against Jacob Ross into the front court. As Davis picks up his second foul, fifth of the second half on Harper, Ross will inbound at half court into the backcourt to DeAndre Moore, along with Andrew Anderson, Cornell Dotson, and T.J. Pendleton. DeAndre drives all the way and an offensive foul called. The running back forgot he needed to, couldn't just go straight down the lane like that. So the Streaks, with no turnovers in the third quarter, pick up two in the first minute of the fourth quarter.
You could see that one coming from the minute he got near the free throw line. Yep. He was going in strong and Barr wasn't going anywhere, and Barr gets up hobbling a little bit. He took the hit for his team, and a good job by the Harper defender. And now they'll take a timeout to wipe up the lane there where all the bodies fell, and the black part of newly painted, not just newly painted, brand new floor period here at John Field Gymnasium.
Brand new, lots of things. New paint job, new bleachers, obviously. Again, all the bleachers are in now. We can't see the ones on the north end yet as the panels are pulled across there, blocking our view of that. But Mike Reynolds said that Mike Westfall will get those cleaned up later today, and they're going to have it all open up tomorrow, most likely. Still some finishing things to be done here, but for all intents and purposes, the gym is pretty well complete. They want to put a few more Streaks logos in here and in some places.
Some Western Big Six banners, our championship banners, of course.
Drive into the lane, into Streaks traffic as Johnny Black takes it right at Galesburg's defense and will draw the foul. They're going to call that one against Andrew Anderson, his second. They're also going to do some roping down in the bleachers area and the scoring table area. A lot of times there's just too much traffic and congestion going on back there, and especially people bothering other people at the scoring table, trying to have conversations with them or something. So Mike Reynolds says they're going to try to address that. Discourage people as much as they can by trying to rope it off. A lot more space back there now than there used to be. That's one of the really noticeable differences outside of just the change in the look and the seating with more sort of individualized seating, not just straight bleachers. But you go down and walk that area behind the benches and down by the scoring table, it's much, much wider back there now. So one of two from the free throw line. Streaks' Mark Harden takes it strong to the basket. They cleared it out on the right side, and then he couldn't finish. Rebound by Johnny Black into the front court. Takes it all the way, and a big rejection by Jacob Ross. Hung up in the air, tried to scoop it up underneath, and he was not about to get it past that long reach of Ross. Knocked it out of bounds. 6:11 to go in the game. Streaks' lead is 11, 44-33. Into the right corner and a foul away from the ball. It'll be an illegal screen on Quaisha Barr. Yep. And the ninth turnover on the Cardinals.
I was going to say Barr, I thought he just stuck the hip, but the official said, he stuck the arm and elbow out there, too, to try and defer the defender from getting out to the corner on his man. And he didn't argue at all. Barr didn't.
First foul. 16 fouls on the Cardinals. Fairly low. And here's an illegal screen set on the opposite end. This one will be against DeAndre Morin. So back-to-back turnovers. That'll be the third foul on Morin and the third Galesburg turnover in this fourth quarter.
You brought it up earlier in the game. There is no question that that has to be a focal point for the officials. We could have gone a month of basketball and not seen as many calls for that as we've had in two games here this week.
Not even two full games. I mean, just the first quarter alone in both games was more than we'd see it in a week of conference games all the way across. Backing in against Ross, and there's another block by Jacob. Quaisha Barr tried to do too much with it, and Jacob just was able to poke it to himself after the easy block. Into the lane, Harden lost it, gets it over to Ross for three, and got it. Second three-pointer of the half for Ross. He's got 14 of the game now, 47-33. Back comes Cardinals quickly. They miss the shot. Rebound DeAndre Morin, his fourth. And Harden with a long stride step on the left side on the hesitation gets called for the travel. 10th Galesburg turnover.
Silver
Streaks now have more turnovers than the Cardinals in this game.
Playing some good defense, though, this quarter. Cardinals yet to score. They've had three shots blocked, and the Streaks that last time especially got back. That was impressive. They, even though you've got a big lead, Streaks all got back, and if one guy hadn't blocked that, the other one would have, as Ross and Pendleton were both there.
Now 30-second timeout called by the Cardinals. 4:57 to go in the game. 14-point Galesburg lead, 47-33. So coming up here, go ahead, Jim.
If you'd have told us before this week began the scores of the first two games.
The first two games today?
Well, the first two games we've played.
Okay.
I would have guessed this would be the score of the Notre Dame game, and maybe the Notre Dame score that we saw, 51-17, might have been the outcome of this one. But Notre Dame just couldn't do anything offensively, and this Harper team is decent.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that having to do with the fact that we just couldn't find out a whole lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were trying. We were looking in all the places we could to find anything on him. And even Mike Reynolds said he finally found a YouTube video on him that watched a game almost. On the inbound, goes right underneath Antonio Moore, steps to the basket and lays it in.
Yeah, TJ fell asleep a little bit there. That ball got handed in maybe a little more quickly than it normally does. And Harper does not waste a second and made us pay.
Harden on the curl. Good flash to the basket, and he finds Pendleton driving to the basket for the lay-in.
So TJ evens the score back on the other end.
That was nicely run. Streaks lead by 14. Cornell Dotson with a foul as Johnny Black wisely initiates the contact. That's the fourth foul on the Streaks junior guard off the bench, who leads the Streaks in scoring. He and Ross both have 14. Stays on the floor as Jacob Carl. Gives Pendleton a breather. TJ has 6 in the second half, 9 for the game, and 6 rebounds. Ross, the leading rebounder for the Streaks with 8.
Cornell Dotson thought he was coming out of the game after the foul. He heard the horn. He turned around to walk to the bench and saw that actually it was TJ Pendleton coming out. So even with the 4 fouls, Dotson stays in there for the moment.
Black makes the first free throw, 49-36, and the second, 49-37, is the Galesburg lead. Streaks by a dozen with 4.5 minutes to play for the game. All 4 of Black's points in the second half are from the free throw line. He's got 13 for the game. Right side, Harden curls around. This time takes the floater up and in with the right hand. Second basket of the game for Harden. He's got 5. And the Streaks match their offensive scoring output from Wednesday night's victory with 51.
Block shot.
Turnover at the other end. Outlet pass from Harden to Morin. Lays it in and he's fouled. And Harden slow to get up in the backcourt. He looks to be all right. And DeAndre's going to get a chance at a three-point play.
That got the crowd into it, especially on that end of the court. They love the teamwork there and the finish. And the Silver Streaks, a nice fast break, cashing in on after the block shot back on this end. They were off to the races.
Pendleton will check in now. Cornell Dotson will sit down with that fourth foul. Meanwhile, at the other end, first foul on Tabaris Brown for Harper. Both teams have 7 team fouls with 4:03 to play in the game. Let's see if DeAndre can finish a three-point play. And he gets a friendly roll. And so DeAndre's first points of the game. He was 0-for-5 prior to that three-point play. And the Streaks have their biggest lead now at 54-37, halfway through quarter number 4. Morin trying to play man-to-man on Patrick Davis. Davis trying to work around some screens, feeds it down low, carrying the ball on his hip to Barris Brown, goes out of bounds instead. Either way, that was a turnover. 10th of the game for the Cardinals.
Just their first of the quarter outside of foul call on the screen, mm-hmm. which was a turnover. So they've taken good care of the ball.
Harden around another screen out high, works it down low, now pulls it back out. 3.5 to play for the game. Streaks lead by 17. Ross on the right wing. Works left around a Pendleton screen. Tried on the give and go, but they couldn't get him freed up enough to get the pass away. Now Harden drives, leaves it off for TJ. Gets bumped, falls backwards, comes up short on the shot. Rebound, Harper. Pull-up jumper just outside the free throw lane is short for Johnny Black. Ball batted around. Pendleton dives on the floor and comes up with a loose ball rebound. Ross to DeAndre. Layup short. Rebound. Chicago Harper, and now a foul on the rebound. That'll go against Jacob Carl, and we'll walk it to the other end, and Cardinals will shoot 1-1.
The game has really been cranked up a level. Silver Streaks willing to run up and down the court a little bit more and less setting up of the offense. We've made it pay off a few times, and we've missed a few opportunities, but up 54-37, you got to feel pretty good with just a hair under 3 minutes left here.
Is the first foul of the game against Jacob Carl. 8 team fouls. And the first one on the front end of the 1-1 is good for Barr. And he'll get one more coming. He's got 3 points all in this quarter. 54-38, 16-point Galesburg lead, and he makes them both. 54-39. Well, this is where the Streaks have to shut him out now because the other two teams that have lost today scored 39 points. So it's got to end right here with 2:50 to go in the game. Can't let him score anymore.
That's going to be pretty tough.
Harden between the circles. Works left. Pendleton trying to set some screens up there. Can't able to use it. Nice feed from Ross to Pendleton cutting in from the outside. The lane was wide open. And it just went right down the middle of it, and Ross found him cutting to the basket. Here's a drive at the other end. Bank shot too strong. TJ with a rebound. He's got 8 in the game. Harden has the ball poked away from out high, and the foul reach-in called on Black, his third foul. And now Harden will shoot a 1-1.
Well, Harden, who we've seen offensively shoot a couple of threes in this one and also take it to the basket a number of times. He's the one guy, he's kind of like Ethan Meeker could do last year. He likes those floaters. I think Harden's had that his whole career. A lot of times he won't take it all the way in to finish, but he's got enough touch as he gets around the rim that he can make some of those shots go down that many guys can't.
Makes the first free throw, made both of his free throws the other night in the victory, 57-39. One of those kids you'd really like to see where his game would be had he not missed his entire sophomore season with the ACL injury. Because the Streaks had high hopes for him as a freshman, seeing what he could do with the ball, the way he could handle it, the way he could run the offense.
Of course, with as heavy as we were on seniors last year that all had a lot of playing time, I'm not sure how much Mark would have gotten to play last year anyway.
True.
But still, I mean, you hate to see the kid have the injury first and foremost, but I think given the circumstances, he wouldn't have played a lot.
Quick three from the right side. Look what I found as Quay Shabar just lofts up a quick three. The ball was nearly batted out of bounds. He just kind of reached back and got it, turned around, really didn't see anybody near him, so he fired up the quick three. And it's 58-42, minute 50 to go in the game. Down low to Ross on the low block, steps back, trying to get it back to the outside, does. Harden backs up in the midcourt circle. Streaks content to try to run some clock here, just run the offense, maybe draw a foul, leading by 16. Down low, DeAndre backs his way in, strong post-up move, too strong, rebound put back. TJ battled hard for that one.
Sure did.
9 rebounds, 6 points in the quarter, and he's in double figures now. 60-42. TJ with 13 in the game. Cornell Dotson, Jacob Ross each with 14. Shot hits the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound by Harper. That won't go either. Jacob Ross pulls down his 9th rebound. So Ross and Pendleton each with 9 rebounds in the game.
Wow, what a move by Mark Harden down the lane. Nearly had it poked away. Switches to his left hand. Gets it high up off the glass and down. Another one of those moves that not many guys can make.
And suddenly he's got 9 points in the game, and the Streaks' lead is 20 with 45 seconds to go. Just outside the free throw line, Pendleton comes out for the block. Rebound chased down by DeAndre. Pulls up on the elbow. Jacob Carl at the high post. Pump fakes, pulls it out to Harden, and he's going to back it up.
May just dribble this one out here.
Yeah, right. Well, Harden lost the handle on it, poked into the backcourt. And they're going to say Harden touched it last, so that's the 11th Gilsberg turn.
I guess it shouldn't matter, but he got nailed out there at half court. Well, no wonder he went across the center line because the guy crushed him. But I guess with 28 seconds left, you just let it go. That's a tough turnover, though, if you're Mark Harden.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Streaks will go to 2-0 on the season. On the dribble, Davis working against Morin. Drives into a double team, works between them, and they're going to see a foul on the floor. So we'll stop the clock to shoot a 1 in bonus here. I'm going to call that one on Harden, his 4th. Check on the 2A title game. I saw Moroa Forsyth scored. And let's see where they are right now. Yep, halftime, 14-7. DMAC with the lead. Go Chiefs. I will show my partiality, having grown up with a Mackinac mailing address.
Oh, okay.
Did not go to school there, but that was our mailing address, living out in the country. 62-43, second free throw off the rim. TJ's in double figures with his 10th rebound there. Down to 8 seconds to go. Streaks are going to win this one big, 62-43. See if they even try to get off a final shot. Harper will not foul Mark Harden, and that's it. That's the ball game. 62-43, your final. Galesburg's 2-0. Harper loses its opening game of the season. And our postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Do you have a long-distance relationship with breakfast? Does your morning commute take you farther away from the crispy hash browns and freshly brewed coffee you love? Do you tell yourself you're too busy? You just don't have time for sizzling sausage and fluffy eggs. Don't settle for missing breakfast. Let McDonald's close the distance between you and the most important meal of your day.
Come together with all your breakfast favorites and the bold flavor of McCafe coffee. Right now, get any size coffee for $1. Price and participation may vary.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Paradise Hotel Casino, featuring big jackpots and exclusive games. With over 2 million in jackpots given away every month, it's all at Paradise Hotel Casino, East Peoria. Cloudy today, high of 45. Overnight low tonight, 28. Some sunshine tomorrow and a high of 52. Low of 33 for tomorrow night. Sunday becoming mostly cloudy and a high of 53. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 41 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win game two of the season, 62-43 over Chicago Harper. Galesburg now 2-0 on the season, and they will take on Chicago Quest. CICS Quest tonight. And I'm trying to remember what the CICS is, charter school. I can't remember what CI stands for. Chicago Incorporated? I don't know.
It's not. It's Chicago. Jeff Flater told me that earlier this week, and now I've forgotten.
Anyway.
But you're right. It is charter school.
It's a charter school group in the Chicago area, so that's where Quest comes from. And we will see them tonight at a 7 o'clock start, at least if everything's running on time, which you never know in a tournament game. But Galesburg wins here over Chicago Harper, 62-43. And good to see. And we know Coach will, I think, overall be relatively pleased, although I'm confident he sees some things he still wants his team to work on. But said, you know, you got to be realistic, obviously, in a team that lost 90-some percent of its offensive experience last year. Coming back, having scored only 151 points, I think, of offense in the starting five. And so you got to take steps along the way, and Galesburg does take an important step here today. They got challenged. Streaks still haven't trailed this season. In fact, haven't even been tied yet. They scored the first 5 points of the game here, built a 14-point lead in the first quarter. Harper came all the way back, got it down to 6 by halftime, and 2 early in the second and early in the third quarter at 27-25. Then the Streaks scored 6 straight points to make it an 8-point lead. And that was as close as it got the rest of the way. So after Harper got within 2 at 27-25, the Streaks went on a 17-4 run the rest of the third quarter, led by 15 by the end of the third quarter, and ended up winning it by 19. So team got pushed here in the third quarter, responded pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, very much so. And I think halftime was probably a pretty candid discussion. In fact, when Ryan Hart came out, he said, "I don't know what you can ask me that I'm going to give you a positive response towards." But I think, like you said, at the end of this, there are a lot of positives. And again, I think you got to give some credit to Harper. They're a scrappy team, and I think they'll win a few games in this tournament. Probably a couple of guys are going to be headed to the all-tournament team, too, in Black and Davis. Silver Streaks, you know, to only win the rebounding battle by one, that was the thing that was pretty concerning in this one to me. But, again, real quick hands of Harper. A lot of long caroms, a lot of unconventional caroms. You know, and just like we were talking in one of the situations there where T.J. Pendleton comes out a little beyond the free throw line. He's guarding a man, and then the shot goes up. And especially if you're a big guy, I mean, you feel like you're supposed to be down in there to get the rebound. And it's really hard to discipline yourself to just grab somebody that high and box them out. Because I think you feel a burden, especially when you're a big guy. You know, I've got to be down low in case something happens down there. But in those situations, you do the best thing you can do is just grab and square up against the guy, even if he's outside the lane, and shield him away. And then, of course, he ran in, and Exhibit A, the ball caroms back out high. The guy gets it, and then by that time, TJ's having to turn back around, spinning, and the guy, you know, is able to get the shot over the top because TJ's kind of unaware of where he is on the court. So, and not just TJ, that's just an example for any player, and especially post players when they come out, and the rebounding thing, when you get some kind of crazy caroms, it can lead to, I guess, just kind of an unconventional game. And
you mentioned the rebounding, so why don't we go ahead and take a look at our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right. At halftime, Galesburg was getting out-rebounded 16-14, able to win the rebounding battle. I had 31-30 in the final total, and I thought the Silver Streaks offensively did a better job in the second half of utilizing our size inside, especially Pendleton. Asserted himself, and Carl had a nice couple of runs there as well. Shooting stats, I didn't get my percentages figured up. I can do that as we do it on the fly here.
Well, I had both teams with 50 shots. I don't know what you had, but that's easy for me to figure out if they really did have 50 shots. It's like I just double how many field goals they made, and you got your percentage.
Yeah, I had us 51.
Okay.
So 22 out of 51, so...
What, 42-something?
Yeah. 40, I'll give it 43. 43%. So you can win with that. We only had 39% the other night when we won big.
Yep.
And like you said, just a 50-shot total for... the other guy's 28%. Like you say, double the 14 or at 28. So
so we were exactly the same on that one.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
And turnovers about a dead heat. Harper with 10 and the Silver Streaks with 11. And what? Probably almost half of those, not ball handling turnovers, but offensive fouls, screens, yeah. Screens away from the ball.
That's true. Yep. Three-point shooting, both teams. Took 21 three-point attempts. Silver Streaks made 9. Harper made 6. Free throw shooting, Cardinals were 10 of 17. Galesburg, 9 out of 12. Individual scoring, Patrick Davis led all scorers for Harper with 19. Johnny Black had 13, so 32 of their 43 just in those two. Quay Shabar had 7 all in the fourth quarter. And Tabaris Brown and Antonio Moore each had 2. Good balance for the Silver Streaks. Cornell Dotson, Jacob Ross each had 14, and T.J. Pendleton had a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Ross just missed a double-double with 9 rebounds. Mark Harden had 9, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. Jacob Carl finished with 7, DeAndre Morin 3, and Andrew Anderson 2. Quinn Anderson, Jacob Young, Khalil Hodge did not score for the Streaks, who win at 62-43. When we come back, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll talk it over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. As our post-game coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, new Arby's coming soon, and by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The annual kickoff to the indoor farm show season begins Tuesday in Peoria. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join me on the midday as I'll be at the Greater Peoria Farm Show, the broadcast live from the Peoria Civic Center. That's Tuesday here on WGIL.
43 the final. Galesburg goes to 2-0 with a win over Chicago Harper. Let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game before Coach Reynolds heads this way. Jim Lee, we certainly like Cornell Dotson earlier with 11 points off the bench in the first quarter, helped Galesburg build that lead. But when the opponent comes back all the way within 2 points in the third quarter, that kind of changes when the crunch time of the game becomes.
Yeah, because it looked early like that was going, like we had in the first game, where early on was crunch time and there wasn't going to be very close after that. But the nice rally there by Chicago Harper made it a ball game in the second half. And it was the Silver Streaks hitting some threes, but I thought the difference was, and should have been, given our height advantage, the ability to say, hey, wait a minute. Let's assert ourselves in here. And I thought the Silver Streaks did that. Said Carl had a few moments, but I thought it was, and you did as well, T.J. Pendleton, able to do that, not only from a scoring standpoint, but also from a rebounding standpoint, and block shots.
Yeah, that's right. So T.J. Pendleton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, as Coach Reynolds heads this way. 62-43 the final. Galesburg wins it to go to 2-0 on the season. And our post-game coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And the coach just got intercepted, so we won't talk to him just yet. But we can remind you again that the Silver Streaks will play again against this Chicago Quest team that's on the floor warming up right now against Rockford Lutheran, one of the tournament favorites here. Lutheran doesn't have a lot of numbers on its roster either, but coming off a really successful season last year and quite a few of those kids coming back, something we can talk about more tomorrow when the Silver Streaks will get ready to battle them. And so we'll keep an eye on Quest here today and get an idea of what they bring to this tournament, and that game will be at 6:40 for the pregame tonight if everything's running on time, 7 o'clock for the tip-off, as there will be two games prior to the Galesburg game. After this Quest Rockford Lutheran game, Chicago Wells will battle Harper at 4 this afternoon. Then Rockford Lutheran will play again against Peoria Notre Dame at 5:30, and the Streaks Chicago Quest coming up at 7 o'clock tonight if that one is running on time. So that'll be our next broadcast tonight. Again, no Galesburg girls game if you were anticipating. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson today, if you weren't following things. That Chicago school did not make the trip down, so the Galesburg Metamora game has been postponed till tomorrow on the girls' side. Now let's get to our coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove's. Jim, start us off with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Mike, in the first quarter, 17-5, we're thinking, well, we're probably headed toward another continuous clock game, but Harper said we're coming to play, and they were scrappy. They gave you a good game out here.
Well, I mean, they won a two-way regional last year. I mean, it's not like they're just rolling the ball out and hoping we're going to blow people out. That's not who we are. You know, it's defense and rebounding. We let them off the hook a little in the second quarter on the offensive glass. I think they dominated that, you know, on some wild shots, and they end up getting the ball and laying it in. And then Zero went off a little bit, four hit a couple shots. And once we put DeAndre on it, you know, it's tough in these games, you know, trying to figure out who the best player is. And you know, 12 points later, you finally figure it out.
What were the adjustments in terms of getting the rebounding going? Because we had TJ finishing with 10. We had Ross finishing with 9. I mean, they really kind of helped balance things off from the way things were going in the first half.
Well, I think it's just, to be real honest, I think it was effort. I think we thought, boy, we got an easy road here, and it's just going to roll through. Well, these aren't sophomore teams we're playing here. I mean, those two guys could fill it up for sure, and then they all had they were athletes, you know, and I think we'll see that throughout the whole tournament. I think you saw Wells fight like crazy against Rantoul, and maybe they were a little undersized. And Quest, you know, we'll see how they are against Rockford Lutheran, who on paper is supposed to be the best team here.
At halftime, did you suggest going down low a little more and utilizing the height advantage? I mean, certainly Carl on a couple of occasions and TJ asserted themselves more in the second half.
Yeah, and I think our guards, you know, they pass it a little quick. They got to wait a half second and make sure those guys aren't open. Because when they're open, they got to get the ball. That's our advantage. You know, will it be our advantage in every game? Maybe not. But it was today, and it was last game. And I don't know if it'll be tonight. We'll have to watch them play here. But for the most part, it's going to be our advantage. And then I think we missed I didn't look at the shot chart yet, but, I mean, a million shots within the volleyball line. I mean, I think if we'd have made four or five more, you know, we wouldn't feel so not so happy today.
They got the lead down to two there early in the third quarter. We thought your team responded pretty well. How do you feel about that in terms of them showing some maturity or some calmness despite, you know, having that lead almost go away?
Well, I think, you know, we turned it over and screwed around a little bit with the ball, and then all of a sudden, you know, I think, you know, we settled down and executed, got the ball inside, and Mark hit that three, which was big, and you know, Cornell came back in and played well. And, you know, it's hard to guard those teams when they're just going to put their head down and drive right through you. And I thought we did a nice job of holding our ground.
In a year like this where you figure you're going to have to even play better defense to have a chance to win, and you've got a couple of guys that I guess I could call them bruisers inside, do you go back to do you hear Scott Olsen in your head and from the days when you're at Orion? Because that's the way you guys had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know in my head I think they shouldn't get more than 10 points a quarter. If you're going to be a defensive team, now sometimes if you shoot it faster, they're going to get more possessions. But just in theory, that's what we kind of take. And so, you know, we can keep them between 40 and 45 points. I think we got a great shot every night.
We're going to let you go, Coach, so you can watch a little bit of this game here. And we're going to talk to you plenty as the weekend goes along. So congratulations to you.
All right, fans are excited. Thanks.
Once again, the final. Galesburg wins at 62-43. We'll take a final timeout. We'll close things out here from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
From our events calendar, Galesburg Civic Arts Center presents the annual Holiday House Walk on Saturday, December 3rd. Tickets are on sale now at $20. Buy them at the Arts Center, Innkeepers, Cooks & Company, Walnut Grove Farm, and Galesburg Flower Company. And get more info on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg wins it over Chicago Harbor. Streaks are now 2-0 in the season. Three players in double figures. Good to see that balanced scoring effort. Jacob Ross, Cornell Dotson each with 14. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, TJ Pendleton with 13 points, 10 rebounds. And Jim, I like the poise that we saw the Silver Streaks play when that lead got down in the second quarter. So we'll get an eye on Chicago Quest here as this game comes along and get a good look and a good feel for how things are going to go tonight, I guess.
Yeah, Quest brings a lot of energy, a full bench. They got at least 14 guys on their roster, and so they're excited, but they're going to have their hands full, I think, here with Rockford Lutheran.
Once again, our broadcast tonight, 6:40 at the pregame. There will be two games ahead of the Galesburg game, so that 6:40 is an approximate time. We don't know if things will be running quite on time or not, but just stay tuned tonight. We'll get to it, of course, when the time rolls around. 7 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off. And, again, we want to remind you that no Galesburg girls broadcast, as the Silver Streaks will play Metamora tomorrow with that Chicago team they had in their tournament deciding not to come. So, Jim, until later tonight, see you then.
All right, sounds good.
Chris LeGros, broadcast engineer. Jim Lee, my partner. I'm Brad Binowitz. Again, the Streaks win it by 19, 62-43. Good afternoon for now from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.